Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group Tampa, Florida flagship station to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And let's not forget, a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody working right now on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along. To the truckers out there in the highways and byways, thanks for keeping us fed and giving us gasoline and all that great stuff, too. And also, don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And you can check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us to start the show out from California IA is none other than Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Good morning, Kyle.
Well, good morning, Captain.
They've been waiting to do that. They had their Yeti cups out on the porch. And a couple of them are wearing jungle hats tonight. Had a little bit of rain earlier. So,
very cool.
So they were ready, and the umbrellas are up over there. But a good bunch of people over there again, and they got 52 minutes to finish up, and then they're done for the night. All right, are you ready to say the pledge?
I sure am.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was formed on Judeo-Christian values, and we won't let you forget that. Well, Kyle, I really don't know where to start tonight. Obviously, we've got the Cuomo thing. Obviously, we got the lieutenant governor had a press conference yesterday. Certainly, we're going to get into all of that. Joe Biden's numbers are continuing to drop like a freaking proverbial rock. And by the way, with the Hunter Biden thing that came out yesterday, you know, computer, where'd I lose my computer this time? Another computer lost in Russia, and the stuff shows up on I don't know where it showed up at, how it was put out there, but Hunter is just an absolute moron. I've made up my mind on that one.
It's hard to believe, Captain. Obviously, he has descended into depths of which it's very difficult to come back from, most people would think.
Well, he obviously has no moral values at all, and he was bragging to the hooker that he was with, the Russian hooker, that his father was running for president. And said, you know, there was, I guess we used to call that in the day pillow talk, although I didn't see very many pillows around. But the guy is just he's just a damn fool.
Well, yeah, he's obviously got a lot of things that he's dealt with, obviously. But, you know, Captain, unfortunately, the laptop and all these things and getting on the board of directors and making the deals and going with his father to China when he was vice president, this kind of stuff, you know, would in many ways sink the political career of virtually any other politician. So again, you know, we continue to marvel at this and how this has been handled, not only in the media, but even by the president now himself.
Well, if Hunter Biden was on a board, any type of board at all, then I should have been the president and CEO of the company, because I know more than he does. I mean, this is unbelievable when it comes to business experience and whatnot, plus running a $1 million fire station and running a $1 million trucking company my wife and I had. But, you know, Americans are really catching on to President Joe Biden right now, Kyle, and they're beginning to see what Democrats, along with CNN and MSNBC, so successfully hid from them during last year's presidential election campaign. We talked about this. You and I talked about this many times at night. Voters are discovering that they elected a shell of a president, as far as a frequently addled man without conviction or force, whose every campaign promise now was entirely bogus because he's not going to keep any of his promises. And then you got the Hunter deal. That's just over the top.
Well, it really is. And, you know, Joe Biden, they made such a big deal out of him, you know, saying he was going to unite the country. He was going to go get the votes and so forth. But we haven't seen any of that. In fact, Captain, we've seen the divisions be exacerbated. We've seen President Biden pretty much just come out of the far left. And again, this is not what the American people wanted in any president at this point.
And, you know, there may or there may not have been widespread voter fraud in 2020. Depends on what tree you look under and what rock you look under. But that doesn't mean that a horrendous fraud was not perpetuated on the American voters. Now, most worrisome today for Biden are people are even souring on the character issues that his campaign touted, like honesty and empathy. They don't believe Joe Biden is honest at all.
Well, no. And again, it goes to the whole thing of the kind of person he was portrayed to be, not just Uncle Joe in the basement, but, you know, the kindler, gentler, you know, sort of grandfatherly president guy. But that is not exactly, in fact, you know, a day or so ago, he began bickering back and forth with the reporter about the question that was asked about
That's right.
Andrew Cuomo. And so I think these are the times when, you know, the off-script Joe Biden comes out, and that's becoming very concerning for voters.
Well, most worrisome today for the Democrats, they cannot rely on the president to carry them to victory in 2022. That's over with. And it's no wonder that they're trying to go after Ron DeSantis and others with their lies. And the CDC, by the way, today again put out a bunch of phony numbers and got caught again by the state of Florida Health Department. This is an ongoing deal. All right, Kyle, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. I shall return with more.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. Stay.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Well, thank you very much, Kyle. And this portion of the program brought to you by Relief Factor. As you all know, those who are the regular listeners to the show, Relief Factor is part of my integrated health plan that I take to help my body reduce inflammation and pain. And yes, it works for me. It's all natural. That's the one thing I like about it, because the product that's in it, the ingredients in it, are turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 that helps to support the body's natural response to inflammation. And it also lowers or eliminates the pain associated with whatever problems you've got by going right to the source. Now, all I can tell you is this product works for me. I've been taking it a little bit more than 6 years right now. It is 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regularization of key enzymes and proteins that your body needs anyway. It also supports a healthy response to inflammation, decreases the discomfort you're in, and supports healthy joints and muscles, as well as the healing process. Best of all, drug-free, 100% drug-free. It only costs $19.95 for the three-week quick start. All you have to do is go to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, and give the three-week quick start a chance, because I'm telling you, it'll work for you. And I've had a number of people come up to me and tell me thank you for the Relief Factor tip that we give them here on the show. But you won't know till you try, and after all you got to lose is pain. All right, back to Kyle Warren, Professor of Politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Got to talk about Afghanistan, because this is just such a sorry subject for all the wrong reasons. You know, the people in Afghanistan, apparently, the military, I won't say all of them, but a large number of them, they just don't want to fight to defend themselves to rid themselves of the Taliban, who now have apparently taken over 9 provincial capitals.
That's true. And so you have another dynamic as well, and that, of course, are the people in Afghanistan who are being displaced by the Taliban and what they're doing. And we're talking, of course, about women and children. They're literally running because they know what the Taliban has done and what the Taliban is capable of. And so there is a real human tragedy also going on there, Captain, that just, again, exacerbates this horrible, horrible thing that the Taliban literally are going to be in charge completely.
Well, they are, and unfortunately the Taliban have no respect for women.
Right.
And no respect for any of the children that have been westernized. And it's been widely reported anywhere you look that there's mass killings going on right now because of it.
Precisely. This is a very, very sad reality. And again, Captain, you know, we look upon that and we just can't process it. This is what the Taliban is like. This is their philosophy, and this is the way they have now the weapons, and they have the power, unfortunately.
Well, I don't have any problem with the fact that we left the country, but the problem that I have is that we left the country and took everybody with us, because even their Air Force is not able, apparently, to fly and hit what they're aiming at. Now, President Biden said that he does not regret his decision to order the full withdrawal of U.S. troops from Afghanistan, despite the steady takeover of cities by the Taliban. Now, the other thing is, he said, and I quote, "We trained and equipped with modern equipment over 300,000 Afghan forces. They've got to fight for themselves, fight for their nation. They've got to be willing to want to fight, and they outnumber the Taliban." All that is true, but the problem is they don't have a leader, they don't have inspiration, and apparently this president, the Afghan president, Ashraf Ghani, named a general by the name of Bismillah Khan Mohammadi, Mohammadi, as the new defense minister, and that's not working out at all either. So what we've got is we've got 300,000 troops and Air Force that can't seem to fly planes, special forces that are their own that are doing some activity, heavy equipment, training, which, again, most of these people can't read, write, or speak a word of English, so trying to train them is an adventure by itself, a commitment to partnership, continued support from the United States. We're talking about $3.3 billion in the budget for continuing support to them, and our allies have walked away, and the United Nations went begging the other day to try to get people to go in there and help, and no takers were found.
Well, no, but the Taliban continue to gain strength, unfortunately, and they're actually in control, I think, of more areas or areas that they weren't in control of back when all of this began in 2001.
Yeah, and the headline over on Newsmax says it all. Biden White House keeping distance as Afghan forces face Taliban rout.
Yep, exactly.
Doesn't get any plainer than that.
Nope, not at all.
So, again, I get it. I understand we're out of the country. We needed to be out of the country. But the way we left is not the way we do things. I'm sorry.
No, this is going to have consequences down the road. And you're right. It was not done properly.
Now, let's go over to New York and let's talk about the Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul, I believe that's the way you say the name.
Right.
I heard it pronounced enough times yesterday. She distanced herself from Governor Andrew Cuomo at a press conference. She's set to take office as Governor of New York on August the 24th when Andrew Cuomo's resignation takes effect. I'm sure that there are people that would like to get him out of there sooner. From what my people are telling me in New York State, they would love to have Cuomo gone earlier.
Well, yeah, it's one of those situations where someone gives you their 2-week notice and you say, well, here's your final check. You don't have to come back tomorrow, you know.
Yeah.
But in this case, yes, so Lieutenant Governor Hochul, she made some very, very strong statements. She also said, Captain, that Anybody that was implicated in the report from the New York Attorney General was not going to continue serving in her administration, for example. She said nobody is ever going to say that her administration is an abusive or, a hostile work environment. So she's coming into office with a very, very clear definition of what she wants to accomplish, at least in that regard.
And there had to have been a massive cover-up by Cuomo's people to keep all of this under wraps as best they could. There had to have been.
Well, one would think, because, and I think we'll learn more about this, because once it becomes he's not governor anymore, they're not trying to keep their job per se, they may feel a little more free to say what exactly was going on or what they witnessed, or, you know, not that they were complicit in some way, but that they can speak freely at this point.
Yeah, well, we'll see what happens here as we move along. All right, we're going to go to the telephone lines here. I believe we've got Ian on the line. Ian, is that you?
Yeah, it's the mayor of nowhere.
All right. Mr. Mayor, what can we do for you?
I'm going to do some opining. Am I allowed to opine?
Yeah, we got about a minute and a half, so go
okay.
For it.
This Kathy Holcomb, whatever her name is?
Yeah.
Don't expect anything to happen in New York State. Don't expect this place to magically reform itself. She's a Nancy Pelosi acolyte.
Mm-hmm.
This was an internal party coup to get rid of Cuomo. This had nothing to do with the Republicans or justice. Or me. It's just another totalitarian intra-party purge struggle. That's all this is. The only way New York State's going to get better than the rest of America is when we have four or five parties out here competing like junkyard dogs for our votes, and we break up this elite establishment ruling class. That's what's going to make this place come back. It's only going to get worse in New York State. They're just going to change. She's going to be like the Politburo. There's going to be a ruling class behind her. She's just a front woman, that's all.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, thanks.
All right. You're welcome. Now, the other thing is New York State, Kyle, has a very active conservative party. Did you know that?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Yeah. I was when I was endorsed and ran for public office years ago, I was endorsed by the Republicans, the conservatives, the libertarians, and the Democrats, because nobody ran against me when I ran for town assessor. Now, that's not a big position, but I felt honored the fact that nobody wanted to run against me. And then when I ran for reelection and got elected as chairman of the Board of Assessors, nobody ran against me again, and the same group of people endorsed me. So let me do this. That's one Republican, Democrat, Libertarian, Conservative. That's four parties.
Right.
And this
right.
was in upstate New York, and that they were active and they were well, and we had conservative officials that were elected versus Republican, et cetera, and all that. And sometimes they were all interchanged together. It just all depended.
Yep, exactly. Well, at this time, though, you know, there's almost anything possible. There's real political jump balls going on here, not only in New York, but now in California as well.
Yep. Hold that thought, folks. We're going to take a break. We're going to be right back with more. Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and myself, and Mike Gallagher is going to take us to break this time. Mike, I think, is coming back from, I believe he was in Texas with his son. I believe he's coming back today. Back to Tampa. All right, we'll be right back.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The FDA is close to approving a third dose of COVID vaccine for people who are immunocompromised. The agency said Wednesday that it was evaluating potential options on the issue along with the Centers for Disease Control. About 3% of Americans are considered immunocompromised, and many have had lower immune responses after receiving the shot, leaving them still vulnerable to infection. The agency is expected to release its decision on Thursday. And the state of California will require all teachers and school staff to get vaccinated against COVID-19, becoming the first state to roll out a mandate for K-12 educators. California Governor Gavin Newsom making the announcement on Wednesday after also recently imposing a mask mandate in the classroom and laying out vaccine mandates for healthcare workers and all state employees. You're listening to USA Radio News.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away. Captain.
You bet I will. And by the way, I got some tremendous news for everybody from Mike Lindell. I heard from Dawn, his executive assistant, yesterday, and she told me thank you to everybody that's out there that's going to the frankspeech.com website to watch this symposium, or that's going to mypillow.com to watch the symposium. And again, you get in there to watch it by using the promo code CAPTAIN. You enter the promo code and in you go. At either one of those websites. Now, she told me that people are buying the products there too and keeping everything going, and Mike was extremely pleased about everything. So he's just giving a big thank you to everybody from Dawn, his executive assistant. Now, in the meantime, they also wanted me to tell you about their Giza sheets, because right now, while this is going on, they're having a special on the Giza sheets. You can save 50%. That's 50%. On the Giza sheets with the promo code CAPTAIN. Now, you can get them either one of two ways. You can go to MyPillow.com, go over there, and find the Giza sheets, and use the discount code, promo code CAPTAIN to get it. Or you can give them a call at 800-641-5459. That number again, 800-641-5459. Or you can go to frankspeech.com. Use the promo code CAPTAIN to get in, and then while you're there, scroll down to where they have the product section, and you go in there, And you can order the Giza sheets and save 50%, 50%. That's a big deal. And I'm going to bring Kyle in here because, Kyle, you told me a minute ago they're very expensive.
Well, yeah, and but again, this deal actually really, really brings that price down. And don't forget, you know, they've got all these different sizes and colors for the Giza Dream Sheets.
That's right.
And so with the promo code CAPTAIN, there's absolutely no reason not to try the Giza Dream Sheets.
Right. Now, I want to change gears here and talk about Mayor Lori Lightfoot in Chicago. And then I also am going to talk about Minneapolis and something that went on up there. Unfortunately, we lost this female police officer who was literally murdered with no warning at all by a couple of punks in the back seat of a car that had been pulled over for whatever it was they were pulled over for. And both of these brothers that were in the back, they had warrants against them. So rather than run the risk of getting a warrant, they shot the two officers, one of them killing the female officer, and the other officer, her partner, the male, was shot in the head as well through the eye, and then a bullet went out the other side. And I believe he's also fighting for his life right now.
Yes, yes.
So, and you know, I said this before, and I'm going to say it again. A public hanging of these people, if they're guilty and get convicted, isn't good enough.
I know. How else, you know, what words can you use?
Well, you know, that's what I would do. I would start with shock therapy to stop this stuff that's going on and say, okay, you want to do this? Guess what? We're going to put a set of gallows in the middle of wherever it is in Chicago or Minneapolis or Cleveland or Baltimore or Boston or wherever this happens, and we're going to do a public hanging, and that's where you're going to be hanging for about 2 days after you die. We're going to let the buzzards pick at your bones.
Well, you know, Captain, the former Chicago Police Superintendent Phil Klein, who's now heading up the Police Memorial Foundation, they're going to be giving $60,000 to Officer French's family. He made this statement that he was quoted as saying, "I don't think the gangbangers have any fear of the police."
No.
And so this is, again, this is becoming pervasive. What happens when you keep calling and for defunding the police? Not only defunding the police, but demonizing the police, Captain. And the feelings become such that, hey, you know, I'm going to do this terrible thing and have no remorse about it. This is sick, to say the least. Yeah.
And by the way, good morning to Richard Marine in Oregon. He's saying Semper Fi back to him. And thanks very much for chiming in, Richard and Marine. Now, the other thing is in Minneapolis, and this is, again, pathetic. We had police officers hurt up there. I realize George Floyd was killed in a situation where he really shouldn't have been. I get all of that. But here's the deal, okay? A Democratic leader, a political leader, said that he was celebrating the rioters burning the police precinct as an act of pure righteousness. What an idiot.
Well, you know, Captain, it's the old thing, you know, people believe that wrong is right. This is obviously one of those times. And because obviously there's not an act of pure righteousness to burn down the police precinct. Again, this goes to the ongoing systematic demonization of law enforcement in order to make things that were unthinkable just a short time ago become not only the norm, but prescribed to be done. And that's when you start to lose the society. You can't recover from something like this if it goes too far.
No, you can't. And unfortunately, it gets worse because the congressman out of Missouri, this is Cory Booker out of Pennsylvania. He got giddy as the Democrats voted against the defund the police movement. He was tee-heeing and ha-haing about that, and he turned around and he says, "Well, we're so lucky the GOP senators, they've just given us a gift. They've given us a gift. Because we're able to vote and prove that it's not true about we're the ones that want to defund the police. We're all going to vote for it. We're going to vote for it. Give them money. Yes, we are." Well, they didn't the first couple of times.
No, but...
Including Cory Booker.
Well, that's right. But again, you know, he's one of those guys, it's hard to know, you know, which direction he's coming from sometimes.
Yeah, and then you've got AOC, who was out there honoring the multiple convicted cop killers. Did you hear about that?
I heard a little bit about that. That's just
she and the squad. She and the squad. They were honoring the various convicted cop killers that they had a list of.
Yeah, was it? They're talking about how they're somehow freedom fighters or something like
that's
that.
That's what she called them.
You know, wow. We honor their sacrifice, evidently. That's what they're also saying.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, this is just so screwed up. I mean, that's the very expensive political science term to use. This is screwed up right here.
Yeah, tell me about it.
Yeah.
Now, there are six troubling leftist wins in the $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill. One of them is to tease up the partisan $3.5 trillion social spending package, which they're talking about right now. Trying to get that put through as quickly as they can. Now, the leading Democrats have vowed that the infrastructure bill would not become law unless it's passed with the $3.5 trillion package passed on party lines, of course, through the budget roll, a rule known as reconciliation. Now, I don't know if that's going to happen or not. Obviously, they're going to try it. And we'll just have to sit back and see what happens, right?
Well, exactly. But one thing is absolutely clear. They're not interested in fixing roads and bridges so people can go places and go to work and go on vacation.
Yeah.
What they're doing is social engineering, and they believe that they can get more power by
now,
doing so.
Now, I want everybody to pay close attention to this. If they do happen to pass the $3.5 trillion bill, it's going to add, and along with the $1.2 trillion, if that all gets through, it's going to add $2,900 per household to the national debt.
Wow. Wow. So, again, and we're pawning that off. You know, it sounds cliche, but you are pawning it off on the young people today. You're pawning it off on your kids and your grandkids. You know, how can you come back from a deficit that's literally just, you know, tens of trillions of dollars?
Yeah.
I don't know how that happens.
Yeah. Now, the embedded leftist social justice people and the climate concepts in the infrastructure are alive and well. Did you know that one of the plans that they've got in there, one of the programs, is to increase the number of female truck drivers by putting in their own bureaucratic group to make sure that that happens? I mean, women sometimes want to drive trucks. They don't always want to drive trucks. It's not an easy profession by any means. It's a lifestyle. So they're going to put in a special bureaucratic group to go after the women to get them into the truck driving profession, which I'm telling you is a tough road to hoe.
Well, right. Well, again, government tries to prescribe things and instead of creating opportunity for people.
All right, well, folks, hold that thought. Kyle, you hold that thought. And we're coming right back with more to Captain's America Third Watch as we approach the Truckers Highway Bible Report. Yep, we're going to talk about the roads out there. We're also going to talk about Tropical Depression, Fred. It was downgraded tonight, but it's not going to stay down there for long. It's coming back. We'll tell you all about what we know.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
America, do you want to win the spiritual war against the demons currently attacking our land? Step one comes from the Bible. Lay down the law by resting on the law and do your resting on our pillowcases printed with His Ten Commandments. Find them at ProjectPillowTalk.com. Don't sleep on this message. Go to ProjectPillowTalk.com or call us at 877-289-7439. When you call, ask to receive another powerful spiritual weapon, free, a CD packed with the secrets of forgiveness, using all the instruments of praise written in the Bible, free with your order of our Ten Commandment pillowcases from ProjectPillowTalk.com. Shipping is free too, so call or click 877-289-7439 or ProjectPillowTalk.com. PillowTalk.com. Get your Ten Commandment pillowcases for only $29.95 per set and watch the darkness flee from the light.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
All righty. Thank you very much, Donna. Donna up there in Carrollton, Georgia. And this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at the Pilot and Flying J. When you see the Pilot and Flying J, pull on in there, grab yourself a free hot cup of coffee on us, tell them you were listening to me, the captain, talk about them. And by the way, if you're not already a member of the Drivers Club, become one. You might want to do it before you get the coffee, because guess what? You're going to get not only points for the fuel you buy, but the food you buy and the supplies you buy in the trucker store. They add up real quick. All of a sudden, you're going to have money to spend on whatever it is that you're getting anyway, save you a bunch of money, and away you go. So stop by. Tell them the captain sent you. You'll be glad you did. All right, here we go. I got an oldie but goodie, and it's called You Really Got Me.
Girl, you really got me going. You got me so I don't know what I'm doing. Yeah, you really got me knowing. You got me so I guess we've been there.
You got
got me so I can't be bending.
You know, Kyle, back in the day, we had something called Crystal Mics. Remember them?
I think so, yeah.
And they were singing on those Crystal Mics, which is why the audio doesn't sound quite like it does today. But that was on the Ed Sullivan Show. You could hear the girls screaming in the background because it just sounded like, I don't know, ocean water or something. But anyway, there was a girl screaming in the background, and then they were going nuts there playing. But that's the Kinks. That's Ray Davies was on lead guitar. Remember that?
Yeah.
And they dressed up kind of fancy. Like they looked like they were kind of wearing tuxedos with the fluffy shirts.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you mentioned the thing about the sound. Well, but you know, Captain, but the song and the energy completely comes through. That was the the genius of groups like the Kinks.
Yeah, and of course you had, you know, the Beatles and the Rolling Stones and the Animals, and then along came the Kinks and Herman's Hermits, and I mean, it was just one after the other after the other after the other. But anyway, let's talk about the dangerous heat and humidity in the Northwest along with the Northeast and central portions of the continental United States, which have prompted excessive heat warnings and heat advisories all over the place. Now, severe thunderstorms will impact the areas from the Midwest to the Great Lakes into through Thursday night. And then confidence is growing that Tropical Storm Fred, it's now a depression, it's going to reform and get stronger and become a tropical storm, will bring rain and wind impacts to Florida by this weekend, and then through Sunday, certainly, it's going to skirt up the Gulf Coast, and depending on how far offshore it is, with winds out 60 miles from the center, the tropical force winds that are there, the rain will certainly be there. It's going to be a what we call a soaker event, so take it away.
Well, thank you, Captain. Down in the Phoenix area of Arizona tonight, we have a little bit of a flash flood warning there. It's going to be just west of Phoenix and south of I-10 in the Goodyear and Rainbow Valley areas. You could see some significant rain events there, we're understanding. The good news is we're seeing a lot of the heat, but also the flash flood warnings that we were looking at last night around I-15 heading out from Barstow, Victorville towards Barstow in Southern California. That's all off the map. We still got air quality alerts in Colorado, but for our friends in Denver, you might have some showers and thunderstorms developing by about Friday, late Thursday or Friday. That might help to reduce some of the smoke in that area, so you might get a little bit of a respite air quality-wise. The air quality in Wyoming is now shifted to the central and eastern part of the state there. Tonight, Montana, we don't have the fire weather warnings or air quality that we've seen over several evenings, so that's some good news. But the excessive heat warnings persist all throughout Washington State, most of Oregon, also down in southern Idaho, especially in the Boise area where Trucker Eric sent us a picture here a couple of nights ago.
Yeah.
He's moved on, of course, as far away from there, but definitely still excessive heat there. Also, excessive heat warning in Northern California tonight.
All right, well, we'll start with the bad weather right now. If you're on I-80 and I-90 in Illinois and Indiana, you're going to be in rain, thunderstorms, flood watches and warnings are in there right away. So that's going across, and it's also running across, it looks like, I-94 into Michigan for about 75 miles or so. Now, the high heat warnings are all of Missouri, the southern part of Illinois, the eastern part of Nebraska, the northeastern corner of Oklahoma, the eastern part of Texas, all of Arkansas, the northern part of Louisiana, the northern part of Mississippi, the extreme northern part along I-20 of I-20 in Alabama, and then two-thirds of Tennessee tonight, all the way past Nashville with a high heat warning. Halfway across Kentucky and the East Coast from North Carolina to Virginia to Maryland, to Delaware, to West Virginia, to the eastern half of Pennsylvania, all of Jersey, all of New York State, with the exception of the Adirondacks, high heat warnings, and some severe thunderstorms are bouncing around the area up there, and some flash flood watches as well. All of New England, to include all the way up to the northern tip of Maine tonight, way up there, Presque Isle, and right up into Nova Scotia. So you got some really warm temperatures up there. Now, Kyle, now we got to drift down over here and get into the tropical depression, which is what it is now. Fred has been downgraded to a depression, but fear not, it's coming back. Now, it's a little bit disorganized over as it went over northwestern Haiti, went over some of the higher elevations, which is what's knocked it down a little bit. But right now, it's located about 90 miles south-southeast of the Great Inagua Island. It's also about 160 miles east of Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. Maximum sustained winds are 35 miles an hour with gusts to 50. We've also got our present movement west-northwest at 15 miles per hour. And the minimum central pressure is down from what it was last night. It's back up a little bit from what it was earlier today, but it's still developing, and the storm is about to slow down. And when it does, Kyle, it's going to be over that warmer water over there and come up through the Straits of Florida, like I told you I thought it was going to do, and that's where this storm will strengthen and become a pretty substantial tropical storm, I do believe.
Yes, exactly right. So that's what we're going to be watching for. As of now, they don't believe that it can necessarily strengthen to hurricane force. That starts at 74 miles an hour in terms of wind speed. But, again, we don't know what's going to happen once it continues out over water.
No, and there's a risk of tropical storm conditions beginning as early as late Friday afternoon and into Saturday in the Florida Keys, spreading northward along portions of the Florida West Coast and up through the Florida Panhandle. Through Monday, the storm is going to go up into the Panhandle. The question is where in Florida? We don't know. Everybody along the Gulf side of Mexico here, from Naples to Fort Myers to Sarasota to Tampa and all the way up to Big Bend, you need to be paying attention to this because we're going to be on the right side of it. And the possibility exists that it looks like they're calling for 60-mile-an-hour winds by the time it gets up here by us. And we'll be right here, right on the edge of it. We'll be included in some of that wind. And the rain, they're talking 3 to 6 inches of rain, more in some areas. And that's the early prognostication. The longer it stays out there in the water, the more rain it builds up.
That's right. Yeah, but be ready no matter what.
All right. Hold that thought, folks. We're coming back with more with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics here on the Captain's America Third Watch. And don't forget, this program is all about we the people, and we the people get it done. All right. Kathy's going to take us to break. And when she does, we'll be back right after the top of the hour news. Don't go anywhere.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More comments.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.